B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Oh, I'll give it to you because it's really filthy today. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get to the affair that rocked the world. It's not that big of a deal, but...
It rocked your world.
It rocked the wife's world.
Okay.
But first, let's talk about what's on television tonight because we need some stuff to watch. The Bachelorette airs tonight with Claire, ABC, 8 o'clock.
How are they all going to get in the pool with the COVID?
I don't know. I always said...
Yeah.
I was so surprised that these people didn't come down with, like, a raging case of strep throat.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning.
I'm sure they have a team of doctors on hand.
So this was filmed during the pandemic?
Yeah, I don't understand how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Because one guy shows up in a bubble. Like a, you know, one of those round, like, plastic things
Zorb
kids
balls.
Get into? Yeah. He shows up in one of those. I think they're probably, it's the Bachelor bubble, where, like, the NBA, you're there and you cannot see anybody. That's usually what they do
Maybe
anyway.
Maybe they won't be so, you know, quick to be making out, you know.
Well, if they're all checked and they must be lonely. Guys. So they're probably real quick to be making.
I know the guys are, but
yeah, I'm sure they checked everybody. Everybody quarantined, and
swabbed.
They're all stuck there until they get.
I'm single and swabbed and ready to mingle.
God. Oh God,
swabbed.
Wow.
Sexy. There must be another story.
So have you been swabbed? Oh, all right, let's go. All right, I have another story. I'm a little sad news. Bethany Frankel split up with her boyfriend Paul Bernan, local guy. Mm. He's from Boston. She had a condo in Boston with him 2 years, and she had just posted all these great summer pictures and how happy she was. Mm-hmm. And they broke up like a couple of weeks ago. I'm Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York City and also Be Strong. And she has a great new podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she finds love. She's still not divorced from that first husband
of hers.
Oh,
she's not. Why not?
Well, a second. It might be a second.
Why not?
It's still in court.
Oh.
It's still not official.
Yeah.
That woman.
Skinny girl money.
Skinny girl money.
She's got that skinny girl money
wants. Skinny girl money.
Yeah.
See, it pays to eat the nachos. All right. Let's get it.
See how she did that, Brian? Right to nachos.
You can always justify nachos, Bob.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Jeez. All right. So the big story of the day is Dominic West from The Wire and the affair. Obviously, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He was currently filming The Pursuit of Love with Lily James of Cinderella fame and also Downton Abbey and Mamma Mia.
She was in that Beatles movie that came out recently.
Yesterday.
She's good in that.
Yeah, she's very good, obviously. Yeah. They were spotted pursuing love on their own time over the weekend, sharing an electric scooter. They're in Rome, having lunch together, kissing, and all the romantic stuff. But the problem
is... This was Offset, right?
Offset.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the movie?
Not for the movie.
Not playing a role?
Dominic is super married. He's been married for 10 years to Catherine Fitzgerald.
How old
and they
is
have
he?
4 children. He's 50.
He's 50.
You know what's happening. And she's like 31.
Oh, boy.
And she just broke up with her boyfriend, Matt Smith, from The Crown, after a 5-year off-again, on-again romance. So everybody is... he's 50.
Dad.
And she's single.
Uh-oh.
And you say...
Yeah. Thou shalt not lead us into temptation.
And you think the wife has some to blame?
I'm just saying, I like to think that, if I had a role in a movie in Rome with a young, fine actress, I think my wife might come. She might like
but
to come along.
She has 4 children.
Oh, they'll be fine.
Oh, they'll be fine at home? Here's some matches. I'll be back. I'm going to go check on your dad.
Yeah. Would you let Dave go to film in the city of love?
I hardly let him go to the gas station.
That's right.
Point.
See?
I'm like, where you been? Where you been?
Doesn't smell like gas.
Right, exactly.
Thou shalt not lead us into
anyway,
temptation.
It's bumming me out because I really liked Lily. What's her face? James.
You've already scrubbed her from your mind.
She's dead to me.
You love Lily What's Her
and
Face.
And Dominic West is so unattractive. Yeah. I don't understand
That's bothering
how.
You, too.
Yeah.
She could do better.
Right.
He's got that accent.
It works.
It's still terrible.
That works. The ladies like that.
I guess so. Anyway, all that's right. That's all I got for you.
Hey, you aired the laundry. That's your job. Good job, that's LBF. Coming up in 11
that's
minutes.
What I live for.
We're going to play Prince in 11 minutes. Now, why are we going to play Prince?
Okay, I know this.
Yes.
We're going to play Prince because he is the artist of the day. And you can win, not you, Bob, but the people who are listening, $500 if you're the 100th caller. Oh, my God, I did
it. Wow, that's pretty good. That was good.
But I don't know the phone number.
That's my job. I'll tell you at 8 o'clock what the money line is. That's coming up at 8, what she said. Prince, okay? $500.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.